On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching a high of 28 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 26, Emalahleni 27. The five accused persons in the Westbury shooting case appeared in the Joburg Magistrates Court today. The National Prosecuting Authority says among the accused is a 17-year-old alleged child offender. He was assessed by social workers before appearing in court. Now, they will appear in court again on the 13th of November for a formal bail hearing. His spokesperson, Pindi Mjonondwane.
They were all remanded in custody except for the minor, who was moved to a place of safety until the 13th of November, when all of them will be back in court for a formal bail hearing.
And suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Chief Isaac Mabiyeye has accused Acting Chief Julius Mkwanazi of signing unauthorized agreements with companies linked to murder-accused businessman Vusimutsikat Matlala. Matlala allegedly gained access to the Metro's policing structure through these questionable partnerships. Anastasia Mkhobo has more.
Mabiyeye told the commission that Mkhwanazi signed two memorandums of understanding in 2021 with Matlala's companies, Medicare Emergency Medical Services and CAT VIP Protection, without the necessary approval. He said the protocol required such agreements to pass through the deputy chief and ultimately his own desk for final endorsement. He believes EMPD's integrity was compromised by senior officials ignoring procedures.
So, members of public, they need to be conscientized.
Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
And Eskom has announced that the National Nuclear Regulator has approved a 20-year license extension for Unit 2 at the Kubarg Nuclear Power Station. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says this allows the plant to operate Unit 9 to November 2045.
Kubarg Nuclear Power Station Unit 2, currently contributing 946 megawatts to the national grid, has demonstrated exceptional reliability by operating at 100% energy availability factor for 241 consecutive days.
And as COP30 is officially underway in Brazil, the UN confirmed that the international community has failed to keep global warming under 1.5 degrees. Here's Antonio Guterres.
Every fraction of a degree means more hunger, displacement and loss, especially for those least responsible. This is moral failure and deadly negligence.
And finally, spectacular diamonds valued at tens of millions of dollars will go under the hammer at Geneva next week, alongside a brooch that was seized from Napoleon as he fled the Battle of Waterloo. The unique brooch is laden with old mine-cut diamonds. It will be the star piece, and it's estimated to go on sale for between 2.6 million and 4.3 million rand. If you want to see what that looks like, head to jacarandafm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Frischer from myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.
Hello, Marlene. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I bet you didn't think
you'd. Yeah, I didn't think you'd be bumping into me on a Thursday.
I didn't, but I love it and I welcome it.
Awesome. Well, I'm standing in for Danny Painter tonight. Going to be hanging out with you from 7 to 10. And, yeah, it's going to be a jam-packed show, right? I actually have to start with some information like this, okay? So, in about 15 minutes' time, I want to give away some tickets to one of my favorite South African comedians, a guy named Vafa Naragi. He's going to be having a comedy show. It's called Becoming South African. He is hilarious. If you know him from TikTok or from Instagram, you know how funny the guy is, right? So I've got some tickets that I want to give away. And if you want to win those tickets, I need you to send me a voice note. So clear your throat, give a little and record me a voice note. Send it to us on 084-850-0942. And it's quite simple. I'm looking for your favorite slang word, okay? And swearing doesn't count. You'll be disqualified. But what is your favorite South African word? South African slang word. You need to tell me what the word is and also tell me what the word means. I'm going to pick someone, and in the next 15 minutes, I could be giving you a call to hook you up with some tickets, right? In half an hour's time, we're also going to have a look at our timeout capsule, see what's happening in Gauteng or in Joburg, more specifically this weekend. And I'll have some more comedy tickets to give away in the second hour of the show. So welcome to it. It's Nights with Danny Painter, except it's not Danny Painter tonight. It's myself, DJ Ankle Tap, standing in. So let's get the party started.